Ford McLean is a painter and educator who has lived in the 6th Ward for 17 of the 25 years he's been in Albany. He is one of several candidates vying for the Common Council seat. McLean has shown art and curated art in the city, and from 2013 through 2019 drove a taxicab out of Albany International Airport. Now he wants to get into politics with Common Councillor Richard Conte in his last year.
I was one of the 222 people who was laid off, reduction in force by the Albany City School System in early mid-September because of the budget. At the time, starting to do my search for new work and also trying to think of what I would want to do with my life that was also meaningful. For the past 3 years, I had worked, and this actually has a lot of relevance to why I'm running, for the past 3 years, I had worked as a building substitute and a teaching assistant for the Tony Clement Center for Education, which was located at the time on Elk Street. So I was there and I got laid off, and I was surprised to see that Richard Conte, our council member, had decided to retire.
Conte, elected in 1997, is one of five senior Albany Common Council members who are not running for another term this year. McLean says the ward has been long associated with art and painting. Coupled with his desire to help young people, he wants to promote the arts and be a competitive candidate, even though he doesn't expect to receive the Democratic Party's endorsement.
And I wanted to make sure that whoever that was had some competition, that they didn't just, get the endorsement of the committee and, the Democratic elite in the city and in the ward, and then just, then grab the WFP slot and then just walk into the position. That happened in 2019 with the county legislature position. So I wanted to make sure that we had a race. And honestly, I am pleasantly surprised and thrilled that it's not just a race, but that we have, as far as I know, five candidates in the race for this open seat. And I think it's great for democracy.
Ford says if elected, he will be an accessible and accountable Common Council member. He supports the recently proposed nonpartisan election reform proposal introduced by Conte and likes the idea of setting term limits for citywide elective offices and common councillors, and he wants his constituents to have access to their common councillor.
That will include weekly Saturday morning office hours in person, hopefully, either in front of my street or at rotating coffee shops or restaurants, obviously with the owner's consent, developing a 6th Ward advisory group comprising the various stakeholders who can help inform and guide the common council member of issues that need to be addressed.
The four others who have begun running for the seat are Jeff Mayo, Gabriella Romero, Richard Olivier Marius, and Susan Pato. The 6th Ward includes the Center Square neighborhood, encompassing Washington Park on its west side, running from South Lake Avenue southeast to South Swan Street, bordered on the southwest by Myrtle Avenue, and on the northeast by State Street and Washington Avenue. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.